Good morning. Welcome to today's Talk of the Town, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trauber. Each day we'll talk to one of our friends and neighbors in the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on here in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you by Citizen State Bank in Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank. By Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story. By Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon. State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. Our guest this morning is Sheldon K-9 Officer Eric Meineke, and we'll talk to him right after this.
Make a quick stop by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side in the Crossroads Edition. You will experience a shop with hard-to-find liquors, wines, plus incredible items to naturally reduce pain and anxiety. Starting in September, the first Thursday of the month is wine tasting from your favorite local wineries, and the first Friday of the month will be bourbon and vodka samplings. And as always, they offer price match on all products also. Stop in and enjoy the experience at Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop.
Facilities, yeah, NCC has facilities. The Lifelong Learning and Recreation Center, it's free to all the full-time students who attend classes on campus. Free to be a member, free to take group fitness classes. It's a great place to play a pickup game of basketball, take a yoga or indoor cycling class, or get involved in a dodgeball tournament. And the Rec Center hires a lot of students to work there. Get your application in early at NCC. Your success is our story.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
Welcome back on Talk of the Town. This morning, talking to Sheldon Police Officer, K-9 Officer Eric Meineke. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You got a lot of titles: K-9 officer, interim chief, sergeant, dad at home.
Yeah, I collect titles, I guess.
Yeah. Of course, and you're married, so you can answer to almost anything.
Right.
Yeah. The K-9 Balin. What is his full name again?
His name is actually like Balin Tartarus.
Okay.
But, I never use that. We just use Balin or Bal.
Okay. He doesn't ever misbehave, so you don't have to call him anything else.
No, never.
Never. You've had him for about 3 years now.
Yes.
And this is the first police dog that Sheldon has ever had. Tell me a little bit about Balin and about what he does.
Balin's a German Shepherd that's from the Czech Republic, and he's a dual-purpose police canine. So in his dual roles, one side of it is patrol and one side of it is narcotics detection. So like narcotics detection is finding drugs, like a normal drug dog. And then a patrol dog does patrol type work, like locating people, apprehending suspects, finding evidence, things like that.
Yeah, I remember one night a couple of years ago when you and Balin were out in a muddy cornfield looking for somebody that had run from another officer.
And, yep.
Yeah. To the point where I remember hearing on the scanner that you had to take him home and give him a bath before you could go back to work.
Yeah, it was a mess, but that's what he's there for.
There you go. Now, a lot of people might think that a dog like Balin would be mean, but that's not the case.
No, he's actually has a great temperament. I mean, he's trained that he knows how to bite, so you always have to be careful and watch what you're doing, but yeah, his temperament is actually great.
Well, and I would think that if he were mean, he wouldn't be suited for that job.
No, it'd be very difficult to work with a dog that's constantly aggressive.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, he does know how to bite, and you have the scars to prove it. So.
Right.
is that what's known as friendly fire?
Sure.
And he has how shall I phrase this? He has had to use the bite a couple of times since he's been here, but only a couple of times, as I understand it.
Yep, there's two different times that he has had to apprehend a suspect, mm-hmm. and both of them I would say both scenarios, having a dog available to bite prevented law enforcement from having to use lethal force.
Okay. And so a helpful hint, if the dog is coming after you, your best course of action is just to say, okay, I'm done, and give up.
Correct.
Of course, that's the best course of action.
Right.
Now, Balin, I know we said you could bring Balin in this morning, and you mentioned that that was probably not the best idea in the world. And that's because he is, shall we say, very vociferous. He makes a lot of noise.
He is very vocal, and there's a lot of stuff in this room that looks more expensive than the back of my police car.
Well, and you know, as you know, I listen to the scanner a lot, and you hear him on a lot of your radio traffic.
Yeah, he loves to be heard. He has his little cues. You know, when I turn my light bar on, there's a little click with the switch, or the key click of the microphone when I talk on the radio. He feels that that's his time to be heard also.
And you just have to tell him to be quiet. It's not your turn.
Yep, I try, and I feel bad for the dispatchers that have to hear the other side.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. He has a higher pitched bark than I would have expected a dog that's, you know, the size of a Shetland pony.
Right. He's loud, that's for sure.
Yeah. Just for those who've never seen him, how much does he weigh?
He's about 70 pounds.
Okay, I would have guessed more, I guess.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Yep, he's about 70 pounds. Fairly small for a German Shepherd. Mm-hmm. Part of that comes from being some people even call him a Czech Shepherd instead of a German Shepherd because they're just built a little different. Their coloring's a little bit different. He's mostly black with some brown, kind of a little bit of a brindle to him, but not much.
Okay. Don't let that 70 pounds fool you. He is a strong fella.
Right. He's extremely fast and... Yeah, for all the reasons they use German Shepherds. You know, their bite force is amazing. They're very smart.
Well, I remember, I remember talking to you one time when you and Balin were in training, about halfway through your training up in the cities, and you couldn't believe it. You said you watched him take a 200-pound man out of a car through the driver's window the day before.
Right. They're insanely powerful and insanely smart. They can do. It surprises me almost every day how amazing these animals are.
So, have you seen him act as a deterrent for certain behavior?
Countless times. I think just in general, knowing that Sheldon has a drug dog helps deter some drug use in Sheldon.
Yeah.
And then also for the patrol side of things, it's happened numerous times where you give someone commands to come out of a house or whatever we need to do. And no one will comply. But as soon as you bring a dog up there that starts barking in that front door and say, last chance, then people are a little more willing to come out peacefully.
Well, everybody's, at least been nipped by a dog at some time in their life and remember that it wasn't fun.
Right.
And when you're talking a dog like that, you know it's not going to be fun. So, I can see how that would act as a deterrent. What's one of your favorite things or your favorite stories with Balin over the last 3 years that he's been here?
Honestly, there's so many. It's kind of hard to narrow it down. I spend nearly every waking moment with him for the last 3 years. So I'm with him probably more than I am with my own wife and family.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
So, there's so many. There's one story in particular that was always comical that...
Okay.
As soon as he indicated on a vehicle, he had to use the restroom immediately. And that was always the deputies and I got a pretty good chuckle out of that one. But.
Okay. Well, we'll be back with Officer Meineke right after we take this brief time out.
Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB, for you. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for you mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for you is offered by Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
We are back on Talk of the Town, the Sheldon police officer, canine handler Eric Meinecke. And during the break, you were relaying a funny story about Balin and one of your girls.
Right. We were about to go to work, Balin and I, and one of my daughters was standing in the hallway of our house, and Balin was going to go to work, and he just tried to duck between her legs, but she's too short, so she ended up riding his back right out the front door of the house.
And I'll bet both of them loved it.
She looked scared, but I think she was happy once it was done.
I'm sure. Balin is he's been a great addition to the Sheldon Police Department and to the area, because Sheldon is not the only place that that you guys get called to.
Right. Occasionally, the O'Brien County Sheriff's Office doesn't have a dog right now, so mm-hmm. occasionally a deputy will call if they have a need for a dog. And I've gone and helped Osceola County before. I've gone into Lyon County before and helped. So it's been a great asset to have.
So Balin gets to see a little country once in a while.
Every once in a while.
And now he, as we talked about before, does everything from tracking suspects, but he can also track people that are missing.
Correct.
Yeah, and so. How does that work if it's a person that's missing? How does he know what scent to get onto?
Different dogs do it different ways. So Balin's trained to track human odor. So it doesn't matter in particular. It's not like a bloodhound where I have to give him a shirt or something from the person we're looking for. He just tracks ground disturbance and human odor. So it has to be somewhere that no one else has disturbed the area. And then I just have to have a point last seen where I can start him, and then he can try to follow that trail.
And he does a pretty good job of that.
Yeah.
Now, in addition to that, of course, he is a narcotics detection dog, and he has done a ton of that in the last 3 years.
Correct. That's what we use him for most often, is a drug dog.
Excuse me. Allergy season is wonderful, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Any,
anyway, it's more than just letting him sniff the car and find the drugs, which is the important part. But then there is stuff that you, as his partner, have to do and record, which I was not aware of, like the temperature, the weather conditions, what all is involved in what you have to, when he makes a find. What you have to record.
Sure. We have to be certified. It's not just a certified drug dog. We're certified as a team, so a handler and a dog. Mm-hmm. So I have to be certified in that I can detailed describe what he's doing and why that tells me it's an indication. Mm-hmm. And then we also log all the important things like weather conditions, humidity, wind, the wind direction, and temperature outside, all that kind of stuff, because all that affects how the odor behaves in the air.
Sure.
So, you know, there might be, for instance, if Balin indicates to the east side of a car and the drugs are found on the west side of the car, I need to be able to explain why that makes sense or why that doesn't make sense.
Sure.
So that's what usually the weather is what makes that make sense.
That explanation makes perfect sense, but it's one of those things you don't necessarily think about.
Right.
You know, they don't show that on TV.
No.
On Cops or whatever.
Nope.
So you spend basically 12 hours a day locked up in the car with this dog. You guys obviously have become pretty good friends.
Oh, absolutely. It's been an awesome experience. I'm sure people see me all around town, you know, out along the Floyd River or NCC or at the parks, just letting him out to run around and play fetch a little bit and just to let him stretch his legs. And yeah, it's been a really fun experience.
So how often do you have people that want to pet him?
Oh, people ask quite often. When I'm at work, I never let anyone touch him.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, and at work, that's not what he's there for.
Right.
So, yeah, okay. What else do you want to talk about with Balin this morning?
He's been a great asset to our department. So I'm very thankful for instance, KIWA Radio is who helped pay for him. But he's been an awesome asset. So I'm very glad that the community has supported us the way they have.
Oh, fantastic. May you and Ballin have a long and happy career together.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Eric Meineke, Sheldon Police Department K-9 officer on Talk of the Town, will return after this.
The train station 2 has arrived in Sheldon, docked and happy to serve with fine daily specials. Enjoy some incredible foods and some delicious appetizers any day of the week. 3 p.m. to close and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sundays. Enjoyable, wonderful food creations off a generous menu and amazing atmosphere. Board the train at the train station 2 in Sheldon. Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
There we have today's Talk of the Town with Sheldon Police Department K-9 Officer Eric Meineke. Talk of the Town brought to you by Maintainer Corporation, Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene, Northwest Iowa Community College, Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, Sanford Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and Train Station in Alton and Train Station 2 in Sheldon. Join us again Monday through Friday at 8:30 for Talk of the Town here on Classic Hits Kiowa FM 105.3.